Our colleague Robert Siegel is traveling in the Middle East this month. He's in Jerusalem, where Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon spoke today. The regional role of Syria and the assassination in Beirut were some of the topics he addressed.
Prime Minister Ariel Sharon held an annual news conference for the foreign press today, and while he said that it's not yet known who actually killed former Lebanese Prime Minister Rafik Hariri, he jumped straight to the subject of Syrian responsibility for events in Beirut. He said that Israel is willing to talk about peace with Syria, but not while Syria supports armed groups in Lebanon.
We don't know yet who has done that, but of course when we see the situation in Lebanon that became a center of terror, being now under full control of Syria, there it only emphasizes the need to be very, very careful on our steps toward peace.
So, no peace process with Syria until Syria withdraws from Lebanon and the Lebanese army returns to the border with Israel. The peace process that is underway was also addressed today. Suddenly warmer relations with the Palestinians and Sharon's plan to dismantle all the Jewish settlements in Gaza and four small settlements in the north of the West Bank. Nowadays, some in his own party favor a referendum on that plan. He's against one. Settlers from Gaza and the West Bank are staging daily protests against Sharon's policy. Ariel Sharon was asked what was gained by proposing a unilateral disengagement from Gaza when Israel received nothing in return for it. He said, to the contrary, the Israeli plan was not negotiated with the Palestinians, but with President Bush. And he gave his reading of what President Bush promised in exchange on issues of great concern to Israel.
Like the issue of the Palestinian refugees that will be able to return only to a Palestinian state. I'd say the issue of population blocks, say, is heavily populated by Jews, that will be part of the Jewish state in the future.
Those two issues, a right of return for Palestinian refugees and the annexation of big settlement blocks by Israel, were addressed in a letter by President Bush back in April. The Palestinians have by no means accepted those conditions. If Sharon's plan to withdraw from Gaza survives cabinet crises and protesters blocking traffic in Jerusalem, and if relations with the Palestinian Authority don't worsen, the unilateral disengagement from Gaza will possibly become a bilateral operation involving the Palestinians. Sharon says he hopes to make it that.
I believe that the disengagement from Gaza will be coordinated with the Palestinians.
That is still a long way down the road, and today, two shooting incidents on the West Bank illustrated how fragile the ceasefire is. One claimed the life of a Palestinian teenager who'd been throwing stones at Israelis on the West Bank. Palestinian security officials at first said an Israeli soldier shot him. The army denied that. According to a Palestinian witness quoted in a later Reuters report, the fatal shot was fired from an Israeli civilian car. In another incident, the Israeli military said two armed Palestinians were shot by soldiers when they tried to enter a West Bank settlement after dark. Palestinian sources told the Associated Press the two men were part of a cell of the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigades. In Jerusalem, this is Robert Siegel.